here at the Underground Collision in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Zappos headquarters. Mr. Tyler Valentine, how are you, by the way?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Yeah. So what brings you here?
You know, I think it's so important as we look forward, Money 2020, and as a young leader and working with the young professionals around the world, so important to have that forward-looking view, because that will be the world that we're going to deal with. That will be where we are building our careers. And so in conjunction with Money 2020, just really important to look at that digital experience, the cannabis banking, everything that's going to be discussed today are really important topics for the future. So excited to be here.
Yeah, anything stand out for you besides the cannabis? Because that's obviously a really, really hot topic. There's also diversity, payments, digital immigration is going to be another one talked about. So anything stand out for you before the show starts?
Yeah, I think I'm really looking forward to hearing about the digital transformation and what that's going to look like. It's the opportunity for credit unions to reach people around the globe through digital mediums that are being adopted in the developing world much faster than in the Western quotes Western world. We have these legacy systems that we're really tied to, where other places in the world don't have that, and so they're leapfrogging us in terms of technology. And so we need to understand what's happening there. We need to be better adapters and innovators around that technology. So really looking forward to that section. And of course, I'm always interested in the diversity and inclusion in ways that we make sure that we're the inclusive financial institutions for people around the world.
Yeah, talk about a trend. I don't want to call it an issue, but you could call it an issue, but that has really blossomed in the last 4 or 5 years, especially in the last couple of years. Diversity has really percolated to the top. So it's a good thing.
It's absolutely a good thing. I think that it's really important, and hopefully it's being driven by a younger generation. So when we talk about diversity, we're not just talking about racial diversity. We're talking about age diversity, gender diversity, racial diversity, LGBTQ. There's all different types of diversity. And so making sure that the people in our organizations look like and represent all of the membership and that we are inclusive to that, I think is really critical point for all credit unions to be addressing and understanding, and I'm happy to be a voice to that as a young white male. I think it's important that we speak up and stand up for those other people that may not be represented.
Completely. What do you want to take back to your credit union after today is done? Are there a couple of items that you kind of have checked on the list there that you want to take back? Go, hey, you know what? This is what I heard there. Maybe we should take some action here.
Yeah, I think when it comes to cannabis banking, while it's not legal in Wyoming where we serve our members, it is legal in Colorado, which is just over the border from us. And so really getting a better understanding of what that looks like now, what the future could hold, and just being really hyper aware of that, what's happening there, because it is affecting us, it's affecting our members, it's affecting our community, even though it's not necessarily legal to partake in our state. It's still, there's all of these industries that serve cannabis that also that money, under federal law is also tainted with that Schedule I narcotic designation. So it's a public safety issue. It's a burgeoning issue around that. So I think for my credit union, we just need to be hyper aware of what's going on and make sure that we're forward looking so that we make sure we're prepared as it happens.
So, yeah, because you guys are like right there in the middle, kind of, because you're right next to the Northwest, like Oregon, Washington, Colorado's on the other side of you. And so it's, you guys are kind of right there in the middle of all. So.
Yeah, we definitely have some, issues with it, certainly being as close to Colorado as we are, it's part of it. And then, the Pacific Northwest. And so now you have some transportation issues and transporting drugs across state borders. And so there's law enforcement issues around it and things like that. So coming out of states where it's legal, going through places where it's not is a real issue as well. I think that it's one of those things that it just needs fixed, in my opinion. There is an act in Congress, the Safe Banking Act, I would encourage my elected officials to support that because it's really important that we remove this public safety issue from our community.
The dominoes are falling state by state by state, so it's just a matter of time. But it's good to be, as a credit union, to be prepared for that, right?
Absolutely, and really to understand the implications that we have and the exposures that may exist, and making sure that we're prepared in the world as it looks today, and then whatever the future may hold for potential ability to bank the industry.
Okay, very cool. Great message to end on. Tyler, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.